episode we started with you saying that.
Because every time I'm rubbing my face, which is a lot because I'm often perplexed by the state of things around us, whenever I rub my face and my eyebrows get covered, that's what I think about, is when Jenna Marbles shaved her eyebrows off. And I'm not saying I want to shave my eyebrows off. What I am saying is I want to achieve the level of emotional freedom she had in that moment. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's something to aspire to.
Like, I know eyebrows wouldn't be my, like, itch. Like, I know that that wouldn't do it for me, but there's something. Do you have a thing like that? Like, what do you want to do?
I don't know. Like, the intrusive thoughts that I have are really frightening.
Like, I don't have... Okay. What I mean is, like, I wish I could turn my head all the way around and pop the blackheads on my back.
Oh, I've never thought about this before.
No, I think about stuff like this all the time. I wish I could drop my hands off at the nail salon. If I can see you in 2 hours.
You're innovative.
I wish I could take my head off of my body and, like, shampoo my hair from, like, the angle that the hairstylist does it.
I need to start thinking of these things.
I made a TikTok about it one time, and people had really good ones. One that I share is, like, I want to wring my spine out like a paper towel, like, you know, when you, like, squeeze a paper towel. And someone said, I got this about teeth and eyeballs. They wish they could take them out and, like, rinse them off in cold water and then put them back in.
Oh, that would be refreshing.
Right? I was like, oh my God, that's such a good idea.
It's like the cold side of the pillow, but in your body.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's beautiful. Let us know what you think. What do you...
In your 5-star review, let us know what you want to do. What's, like, a physical skill, I guess? Ability that you wish you had?
Modification?
Yeah. Modification, I think, is the closest word to what we're trying to say.
And I'm going to think of these things now, and I'm going to get back to you.
It's kind of going to ruin your life because you're going to think of one, and then that's all you're going to think about every day until you die.
And it's going to be horrible because I won't be able to do it because that's the nature of the thing.
Exactly. It's a blessing and a curse.
Oh, well, here we go.
Let's talk about something that we can do. Well, I can't because I'm scared, but I hear that you all like it.
Somebody was posting a poll recently saying, do you like field trips, yes or no? And I freaking love field trips, but I was not really surprised that a lot of people don't like field trips. Oh, no, it was Hello, Miss Romeo. That's who it was. Anyways, continue.
I really can't say because I've never hosted one, but having to move children is something that brings me a great source of anxiety. Like, that's why I've been so mentally ill the last 2 weeks, is because they're using my room for testing, so I'm having to float a lot. And, like, just having to take groups of people from point A to point B is not something I enjoy. Like, if it's ever, oh, bring them to the auditorium. Why? I don't want to walk them there. I'm going to lose 5 to 7 of them every time, minimum.
That's... You need to assign them a buddy, somebody to keep watch over them.
See, this is why I teach high school. I ain't trying to do all that. You can't even fucking walk somewhere. You're 17.
I really like it, except for the part where I have to, like, count to 27 18,000 times during the day to make sure I haven't lost someone. But I love the orchestration. I love talking to the bus driver. I love when something goes awry and I get to, like, fix it. It's so fun for me.
The process of it also gives me anxiety, I think, because I've never really had to do it. In terms of, like, the fundraising, I hate being in charge of money in a government entity. Hate that. I don't know. I'll cut you a check. Don't ask me to fill out a little paper for each one of them. And then, like, the parent permission and all, like, the paperwork aspect of it to me is very intimidating.
Yeah, I get that. I will say it's easier for me to keep a group of children together and organized. It's a little more difficult with my own children.
Real.
It's like how I could get a class of 27 kindergartners asleep for nap time. Pause. Yes, we had nap time. We were there from 7:15 to 4:15 every day, which is a whole other discussion.
No, I want them doing times tables. Get those kids up. Flicker the lights.
Fun fact, after nap time, we did readers and writers workshop, which you guys know I do not like Lucy Calkins whatsoever. And the kids that would oversleep for nap time, I just wouldn't wake them up. Phonics was in the morning, you guys. The shit that actually mattered, we did that already.
I used to get so mad when I was a pre-K teacher. So I would always be in one of two rooms because I was a floater at first. And one of the rooms shared a window to the director's office, Because my logic is, if you're all sleeping, why would I turn the lights on? You're tired. It was nap time. Like, you'll get up when you hear the hustle and bustle of snack time. I'm not going to force you up early for what?
That's exactly when I would, after Readers and Writers was snack time. And that's when I was like, okay, guys, food.
But when I had the classroom that had the window with the director, she would always knock on the window and look at me over the bookcase to like signal to me to like, bitch, it's 11:55. Get their ass up, or whatever time I was supposed to wake them up. And it would make me so mad.
First of all, mind your business.
I was like, don't you have emails to answer?
Yeah.
Budgets to create?
This is way below your pay grade. You should be doing something else.
And these were one-year-olds.
Don't wake my babies up.
I was like, he's tired. Recess kicked his ass. He fell face first off the slide 7 times. Like,
yeah.
If he wants an extra 15 minutes, let my dog hit snooze. Like, why are you all... This is like our space. This is our area. I know your name is on every door, but...
She's a hater. Bottom line.
bottom line, she's a hater. And you know what? Let's talk about it. Because why did your boss call me 7 months after I quit to discuss you? Maybe you should have been worried about something else instead of my extended nap time.
Oh my God. I had a substitute teacher once that, because when we were doing PD on campus, we would get a sub to cover our class. And my class was a little bit of a wild card that year. And I literally walked by my classroom at like 2:30 p.m. to just poke in and check on them before snack time. The lights were out and the kids were like walking around confused. And I watched one walk up to her and she was like, nope, it's still nap time. Lay down. She was literally making my kids go back to sleep at 2:30. And I was like, what the fuck is going on in there?
She was like, a 3-hour nap per day is actually what's recommended by the American Pediatric Association.
And
so lay down.
Poor children, like kids like can't understand
anything.
Time and the passage of it. So they probably were like really tripped out.
They were he's really moving slow today, Jan.
Yeah. I thought I really had a handle on how long nap time lasted, and I guess I didn't. So
I feel so bad for kids with time. Me and my sister were just talking about that. I hope she's cool with me sharing this. And she was talking about how, like, she feels bad because, like, you can't explain anything. So, like, if you go to, like, a one-day event or, like, a party, and they're like, oh, I want to go to the party. It's like, the party's not happening right now. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. My daughter's still on Christmas songs. I still listen to Deck the Halls by Pentatonix because she doesn't quite understand. That's like a seasonal thing that we enjoy. But also, I made the mistake where in the morning, I'll be like, guess where we're going later? And then I'm like, you dumb bitch. Why did you just do that?
You were talking to yourself. Those are inside thoughts.
Seriously, that's a mistake that you only make a couple times. But yeah.
There is no later. There is only now and not now.
Exactly. Exactly.
There is no earlier and there is no later.
Anyway.
We have many submissions. Y'all had a lot to say.
So you don't like field trips because they stress you out.
Yeah, I really don't think I like that. Because my only relation to field trips have been a few things in periphery. One, my kids went to go see Harriet when I had to go to a PD, which was... The only reason I'm not that mad is that was one of the few helpful PDs I've been to in my life. So whatever.
It better have been.
Yeah, because I'll stand by. The only helpful PDs I've ever been to are the ones hosted by people who teach the same thing as me. I've never been to one that was helpful that was not taught by someone in the same subject area. But any hoozle, as I pick up your language. So that field trip I didn't go on, but I had to like scream at my class because they left the theater in disarray because they went to go see Harriet. So that I was like... y'all really can't do anything, huh? You can't sit in a chair for 90 minutes? Like, you do that here every day. So that was one. And then the second one is when we were supposed to go see Hamilton, which I've talked about before, but Hamilton was on March 13th, 2020. So we didn't get to go, but we had to do the entire project. And I had to go to the evening training for the chaperones where they made us, they gave us fucking neon vest and made, and like walk how we were going to walk.
What?
It was not good. Literally everyone there was in their 50s, which no shade to you all at all. Love my educators, but why did so many people ask me if I was in the right place? Like, I felt like once I had the name tag on, y'all should have just accepted me, and I feel like that was weird.
Yeah. Have you ever been confused for a student? Because I have.
Once at a school that I was at for a PD, and I got sent to the office for being out of uniform, and then I went to the office and I was like, I am an adult woman, here's my driver's license, and they were like, we are so sorry.
Yeah. I got told to get to class. And I've also been asked, did I drive myself here? And I've also been asked, where are you going, when I was leaving at the end of the day. So that was great.
Yeah. A couple times I can tell parents assumed I was a student until I started talking. And then they're like, their body language really changes. But other than that, I haven't had too many rough ones. Oh, wait, I forgot. I do have one really good. Someone thought I was a student. Not good, actually really, really bad. But this was fucking crazy.
Even better.
So the school that I used to teach at was like 50% Black students, 50% Hispanic students. For those of you that have never seen me, somehow I'm like, literally, if you Googled a white person, I come up. Like, there's no mistaking my race at all. It's not even the slightest ambiguity at all. So my students have an away football game. I park on the wrong side because it's away and I don't know where things are. So I walk in on the wrong side, realize I'm on the wrong side. So instead of going all the way back out, I just walked on the track because I had the little sideline pass because I fucking work there. And I just walked around the track to get to our side. This mom literally grabs me by the arm when I'm about halfway across and goes, sweetie, you're over here with us.
Nuh-uh. Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I
and like I wasn't really wearing something that was obviously school color. I was wearing like a quarter zip with our little logo. So I'm guessing she saw me from behind. And I literally, she looked fucking mortified when I said I'm a teacher at blank high school.
Good. She should be mortified.
I don't know if she thought I was a specific person that she knew. I have no idea like what was going on in her mind. I am trying to think maybe she meant it innocently, like she thought I was one of her kids' friends and she was saying we as like our family. But it's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not looking good for her.
No, it's really not.
I hope she learned her lesson that day.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So we have field trip stories. I'm so excited about these. Did we talk about Laughology on this public-facing podcast or on the Patreon? I think it was the Patreon.
I have no memory of us talking about that at all.
Okay, for those of you who, and everyone, redacted included, that don't remember this, we told a story about the worst PDs ever. We were reading submissions, and somebody as a student teacher got sent to a PD on behalf of their mentor teacher, and it was a Laughology course talking about how to like laugh the stress away.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah.
And they made them all loudly laugh like in the room.
Yeah. So it was like they stood in a circle and they all had to go around and say something that like distressed them or made them sad. And everyone would loudly laugh at them.
Y'all have to start getting us invites to this. Like, you gotta forward me that calendar invite. Like, I will figure it out. I will be there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I swear to God, you guys, please at least FaceTime us and like put us in your bag and just leave us listening. Because this one person said, they said that somebody said, I'm depressed or something. And then everybody had to loudly laugh at them.
Oh, I remember that. Someone said, like, I'm battling depression. Like, they said it in, like, the serious, most serious, non-joking way possible.
Yeah. So, okay, this person sent in something and said it happened at the same place as Laughology. So we're going to go straight to that message.
So I was a student teacher and our kids were taking a field trip to my university for some research time for their IB projects. If you don't know what IB is, it's like a higher level high school degree. My classroom teacher used me as an excuse to get out of riding the student bus with all those sweet hooligans. Would have done the exact same thing. So sorry to throw you under the bus literally like that, but would have done the exact same thing. He just gets in my car, which is a mess. I'm just a girl. And as soon as we start, oh, I get it. I'm just a girl. That's why your car's a mess. My phone's Bluetooth autoplays All Right by Logic. The lyric blasted, she's doing tricks with her pussy. Guess she's a magician.
Oh my God. So loud.
The entire class getting on the bus heard it. Absolutely mortified. For the entire trip, they kept singing non-expletive parts of the song, like the chorus or whatever, just to remind me that they heard it.
Oh my God. And did you bring that up in the Laughology circle so that we could all just ha-ha
laugh it on up?
Yeah. What a student teaching experience you have had. Oh my gosh. Metaphobia warning.
First one. Kid threw up on a bus seat in New York City traffic and my coworker cleaned it up with her scarf.
Why were the stakes that high?
They always are. This one, I don't know if this is better or worse.
Oh, no.
A kid got motion sickness and threw up in Lincoln's tomb.
What?
Not on, in.
Oh my God. Wait, how were you motion sick and then ran over to...
Some people motion sickness, I think, like hangs around a while, I guess.
No.
So maybe like they thought they were fine. So they started running and like took it too far.
Oh, holy moly. I'm trying to look for more throw up ones on mine, too.
There's always going to be a throw up one. One thing about education, someone's throwing up. Maybe it's the milk we feed them literally every day. Just spitballing here. What are they all drinking first thing in the morning? Oh, 2 days serving of fucking dairy?
My daughter loves dairy. It's her one of her passions.
I love dairy. I was so mad. I wanted to go to Dairy Queen so bad the other night, but I was too intoxicated to drive, so I was responsible.
Okay, so I don't think I have any. I don't know what this means. 4K death march, probably 85 and humid, and... poor kids had a 2 mile walking trip. Oh my gosh, walking field trips are very challenging in general.
Like you walk to the destination?
Yeah, I took kindergartners on a walking field trip to the fire station once. It was a great day, but we took the train once, I think.
You took them on a train?
Yes. Oh God, I can't imagine walking in 85 degree heat. Oh no, this person said, worst time for a kid to find out he's allergic to horses. That was the only, no context.
No.
Didn't really need the context, I guess. Oh my gosh, kids found a dead bird in the back of the bus 2 minutes in. It stayed on for a 45-minute drive.
I hope someone was like held accountable for that.
Seriously.
How the fuck did that happen?
We were forced. What is this? We were forced to take inner city kids sailing to catch clams and crabs. It was rough, she says.
Whose fucking idea was that?
Why? I cannot imagine like, myself.
What did they gain? So that fucking, if one day at a party, a rich person goes, have you ever been clamming? They can say yes.
I can't.
Like, I'm mad. Now I'm mad. Because what the hell?
Who thought of that? Lost a kid at USC because he was playing Pokemon Go.
Southern California or South Carolina?
I thought USC, Southern California, but I guess you would think the other one.
Which would you prefer to lose a kid at? I would prefer to lose a kid at the South Carolina one because it's really rural around it and I feel like it'd be easier to find them.
That makes sense. USC's campus is big.
USC's there. Campus, I stayed there for like a month. It's like, you fucking get on that public bus, you could be anywhere by now.
You're so right. I was just there on Saturday.
Love when people call it University of Spoiled Children. People just got in an argument about that on Real Housewives of Orange County.
They're not really wrong, are they? I went to Pepperdine, so I can say that. One time we were about to go on a field trip, but there weren't enough buses, so they canceled the trip. Kindergarten.
Oh no, we've probably been talking about the trip for so long and this is so out of your control and it makes no sense to you because what do you mean? We all took a bus here. Where did they go?
It says it was the end of the year so we couldn't even reschedule.
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
I'm sure that was a rough day. I would just put on Magic School Bus and call it an afternoon.
No, I would I'd be like, chips, candy.
Yeah.
Soda,
Instacart
movies,
bubbles to the
a clown that has not been background checked. So keep in your seats, but
we're just watching the clown through the window because you can't come on campus.
Wave to the clown. Do you feel better?
We are in a circus, aren't we? So this one, when a parent brought a 6-pack of beer to our overnight with fifth graders, that would so be me.
Okay, like, did you specifically tell them not to? I don't want to blame you.
If I was a chaperone and I was like going on an overnight to DC or something,
like, there's gonna be some parents, we can chill, we can hang out.
Yeah, the kids are in bed, why can't I have a little brewski with my fellow chaperones?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think you should have explicitly said it, I'm gonna be honest.
I think their first mistake was sharing it with the teachers, though. Like, how the teachers finding that out, gotta be slicker than that.
That's how I know that person didn't even think it would be in the slightest problem at all, because it doesn't seem like they tried to hide it at all.
No, I could be like, meet you in the bar, LOL.
in the group chat. If I was not a teacher, I feel like I would be that person that would go to the teacher and I'd be like, I have 3 bottles of white wine in my car and that little weird cooler for bottles. I've never used it for a child's bottle. Like, I would immediately tell on myself.
I have had multiple parents gift me alcohol at school. And I'm like, I actually can't have a bottle of alcohol in my classroom. Like,
one of my coworkers at my old school did that to another coworker for Secret Santa and gaslit everybody into thinking it was just a mix.
Oh my God. Like one of those, the ones from Trader Joe's that are a margarita mix, but it's actually wine.
She was like, it's a mix. I know she loves strawberry margaritas, so I got her the mix. And I was like, I own that. That is.
And then anybody who speaks up instantly is already like, how do
like
you know?
Giving alcoholic that you like can recognize the fucking bottle from 7 feet away and you can clock the alcohol percentage. Like, who's going to admit to that?
I know. Those give me a horrible headache. So that's why I know. I can't. Yeah. Worst headache ever. Once I left a girl in my group behind and we all had to wait while I walked a mile back for her.
She couldn't meet you halfway? Like, what was the...
Oh my gosh, the colonial... Okay, I actually have to pause. When I was growing up, we went on a shit ton of, like, colonial role-playing field trips.
You grew up in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of that going on over there.
Like, Gettysburg was right there. I had, like, Ligonier was there, which is, like, there's a fort there, and people do not cosplaying. I don't know. I forget what it's called. But we went on so many of those. Do you guys go on those in the South, or is that like...
So unfortunately, a lot of like history stuff in the South is giving like We Will Rise Again. So like you got to be really choosy about where you go and what's going on with that.
That's what I figured.
Because so one place that we went a lot, like every year practically we did on this field trip, is Stone Mountain, which... We never walked up the mountain as a field trip because it is like a little bit physically strenuous. So I can't imagine them doing that with that many kids. But they do have like a lot of history stuff. And I actually have been meaning to go back because I remember. So my mom is not from the South and she was the chaperone on the field trip. And I remember her pulling me aside when I was like 7 and being like, why are these people being weird about the Civil War? She was like, what's going on?
Right.
And it Stone Mountain was definitely not one of the worst. Like, I've literally seen textbooks used in Southern schools in like the 70s that are like, the slaves were having a great time. Everything was awesome.
Used in the 70s and in Florida last week.
Yeah. But Stone Mountain definitely in like, what would this be? Around like 2005 to 2010, they definitely were not being as transparent as they could have been. So I've been meaning to go back and see, like, have they updated any of that? Right. Because what we did a lot is there's Fernbank Science in Atlanta. We went there. What shocks me that I never went on till I was an adult, there's so much civil rights history in Atlanta, and I've never remember going on any field trips to any of that.
That would be so
cool. Which is insane. Because literally, like, we could have gone to MLK's house. Like, that's like an hour from where I grew up. But no, you guys had to take us to see the Stone Mountain Battle reenactment for the millionth time.
I kind of figured that it would be a very interesting dynamic, but
the best field trips I remember were always very sciencey.
Oh, I loved those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait. Colonial plantation? Yikes. Don't want to go on that. There were roaming pigs that chased them for their food and bit a kid on their knee.
That is a call I would never want to make.
No. First of all, you're on a plantation. The pigs are angry. They're eating the grass that's growing there, and it's poisoning their bodies. So, of course, they're going to bite your children.
Maybe the pigs are making a political stance. Did anyone think of that?
I thought of it. This one says, overnight trip, kids ate plants and said it was drugs, called poison control and parents. Oh my God. Kid fell in the stingray tank at the zoo.
No.
It says he tried to pet them, parentheses, it's allowed. Because yeah, I've totally been places where you two-finger touch the stingrays. Fell in.
He's one of them now. You got to let him assimilate. Let's go, kids. We got to leave him. This is his home now.
Oh, Jesus. Girl flashed two guys and let them take a picture in exchange for money. Middle schoolers. The usage of the word guys makes me wonder, is this like random men
that were present? Is it not middle schoolers to middle schoolers?
I don't know. I hope it's middle schoolers to middle schoolers.
For my own mental health, I'm going to assume it's middle schooler to middle schooler. That's an assumption I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have specified, because that's like a whole other layer to this, that like then you'd have to get the police involved.
Yeah. I guess I just think like girl
guys,
like girl boy,
like guys sounds older.
Yeah, that's yeah. I guess
with middle school.
Yeah. Ew, we have two field trips scheduled next week. Why?
In 1 week sounds nerve-wracking.
Teacher put in the wrong address to the bus company. 7 classes of second graders had to evacuate the bus sobbing.
Like she gave the bus company the wrong address so then they wouldn't take you?
I think so.
That's so sad.
Oh, bus had steam shoot up from the floorboards on the interstate and burnt children.
Oh my God.
Not funny. It's just shocking. I only laugh because it's shocking.
These are not calls I want to make. Like the pig call, the bus call. Because like, how do you explain that to a parent? But you have to call them.
Seriously. Senior ski trip, sneaking around for sex.
That's why you can't take them places at a certain point. Like I really, the only field trips my school does, which I'm not against at all, they're always like club or sport based. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Go. Have fun. I have another aquarium one. It's
Tell
good.
Me.
This story is rather infamous at my old school. A teacher who is friends with the penguin keepers at a local aquarium got permission to bring her 4th grade class on a private tour, and they all got to go into the penguin exhibit. Literally so fucking cool. All the kids had a great time and were super excited. About an hour later, the penguin keeper noticed that a penguin was missing. It turns out one of the 4th graders had somehow coaxed it into his backpack and snuck it out. The teacher didn't notice until she got a panicked call from the aquarium. They took the kid's backpack, penguin inside, and held it until aquarium workers could come to the school and get it. The penguin was fine and no children were harmed, but the kid was very upset at not being allowed to keep the penguin.
Holy shit. I can't believe that's real.
Because they said it was infamous, I have a feeling this happened in like the 80s or the 90s. Because we don't take backpacks on field trips. You bring your person.
Oh my God. That's crazy. But what a dream. You almost made it, kid. You almost
like
got
you
the penguin.
So close. Had you made it home?
Legendary. Oh no. And then there's this. One time, a student of mine punched an elephant at the zoo, high schooler. Elephants will fuck you up and they will remember you. You think they forgot? You take your kids back in 20 years to see the elephants? That elephant's gonna hurt you, and as it should.
So this is my own personal nightmare. I'm assuming this was at, so they do this thing at Universal Studios every year in Florida where like all seniors from all across Florida, they like close down the park for a day.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this was at that, because why else would you be at Universal? My kids got caught with carts. I don't know if they mean like weed carts or vape carts, like some kind of vape cart, I guess. My kids got caught with carts at Universal and got detained. I had to wait with them until their parents could make the drive, which was 6 hours away. This happened at 10 p.m.
Oh, no. Wow.
Imagine being a parent and getting that call. All of you deserve whatever your parents did to you.
That's a 12-hour round trip. I guess you'd have to get a hotel.
And you have to leave at 10 p.m.
Yeah, no
way.
Because
your child's literally detained at Universal Studios. And that's the most embarrassing place to be detained. Seriously. You couldn't even get detained at a strict place like Disney. If you get detained at Disney, I'm like, there's some strict-ass motherfuckers at Disney. Like, okay, it happens. Mm-hmm. But it's Universal.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not detaining people for nothing at Universal.
Yeah, seriously.
You brought drugs to a school event at Universal Studios.
Yeah, right? Why are these kids doing drugs? These people said, I had seniors drop acid on a school field trip to the beach, had to call the cops.
God, I don't even know what I would do if one of them was on drugs.
And I'm sure the kids were like bitching about you snitching because they love to do that. And it's like, I'm a mandated reporter, you guys.
I always say I'm literally at work right now. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, I know you forget because I'm hilarious and we're having the time of our lives and eating candy, but I am literally at work. I'm clocked in, literally.
That's a really good thing to say. Everybody should steal that.
Especially with high schoolers because lots of them have jobs. So like as soon as I say I'm at work, they're like, oh shit.
It's like when I was nannying and the kids would be like, what's your job?
I'm unemployed.
Oh shit. So this person said, Auntie is a bus driver. Driving along a highway, some kids thought it would be funny to hold up a help me sign out the back window for vehicles to see. She was soon surrounded by police vehicles and had a helicopter on her. Damn, those kids got yelled at. That's what she said.
Damn. Okay, I have one.
Tell me.
It was my first time taking students on a college visit. I found out I was going that morning, so I had no clue where to go or what we were doing. I felt so bad for our driver because they knew as little as I did. Anyway, we get there and I'm looking at this map trying to figure out where the fuck we're going. I finally decide that the building we need to go to is on the top of a hill. So, of course, everyone is complaining about the hill. When we get there, a lady runs out and asks what I'm doing. I say, hi, we're here for a tour. We're with blank school. She then gets so testy with me and rolls her eyes and is like, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's not here. And they didn't send any more than that. That's where they ended it. So I really wanted, like, did y'all just go home? Like, what happened? I would have just, like, Googled the school's, like, YouTube channel and, like, just followed whatever they did and walked the kids around and been like, that is a dorm. That is grass. That is a building. Classes in there. Could be you.
Could be. Let's go. We'll look through the little window, y'all, and see what's going on. Let's pop into this lecture hall. Why not? We haven't gotten any further guidance.
Make yourselves right at home. Act like a student.
First lesson, pretend that you belong somewhere and no one will question you. Here we all go. I actually just messaged this person asking for more details because I am so deeply confused. Took 300 11-year-olds to France for 2 hours. 12 plus hours coach and ferry travel for them to spend 2 hours ordering their lunch in a market before doing the journey in reverse. I was awake 36 hours for 300 children to ask for a baguette with cheese and then come home again.
Wait, what?
I'm so confused by the 12-hour journey one way to France.
What's going on?
I don't know. I said, what? Was that the plan the whole time or did the trip get cut short? But she hasn't answered me yet. It seems as though this person is in Europe, so it was a train ride, perhaps. But still, it's crazy as shit. Anyways, go ahead.
Last year, we took 500 freshmen to a career fair at a local convention center. When we got back to the school afterwards, one of the teachers realized he left one of his students at the convention center and the principal had to go pick the girl up. She didn't even realize we had left. That's probably good for her, though. It was less traumatizing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The teacher wasn't allowed to go on this year's field trip. This happened in my former district really recently. Let me look it up. And it was like going viral on social media. This happened a couple weeks ago. Parents demand answers after kids left at Miami-Dade Fair during field trip. Kindergartners and first graders from Charles R. Drew K-8 Center, not to bust y'all out, but this is a literal news article. Like, good luck to those people. So apparently the kids just like didn't get back on the bus. And this parent says her son never made it back on the bus. And she found out because another parent called her. The school didn't even contact me to let me know my child was left at the fair. And when she got to the school, no one could tell her what happened. The principal didn't give me any answers. Just, we're going to deal with it. Apparently her son was also very confused and said he was very nervous. And there was more than one kid. I'm trying to see how many it was.
My heart is beating so fast thinking about if that was Jay.
No, and W. At a fair is insane.
Like the dangers of being like abducted or injured or lost. I would have thrown up on their shoes when they told me that.
Okay, so apparently this is what happened. This literally doesn't excuse anything because this is not the procedure. But apparently shit went awry because a couple parents picked their kids up from the fair. And I guess those like, oh, you can come with us. I'll give you a ride. But like, that's not how any of that is supposed to work. And like, that was clearly not done effectively. Like, I've heard of that happening, but that's always the plan from day one so that you have accurate rosters for every point of the day. Like, I've never ever heard of that as like a game time decision.
No, that's definitely not a game time decision because there's like a separate, I believe there's a separate release form or permission slip that you have to do. Like,
to do that.
Yeah, it's like a liability thing for sure.
Okay. It was 13 students. So 13 of them, some of them because their parents picked them up. And then I guess some just got lost in that shuffle and never made it back. And they were like, oh, he's not here. I guess he's with his parents like a couple of the other ones were. And apparently they reached out to Miami-Dade police when they realized the kid was missing. And they interviewed a bunch of other teachers in Miami. And everyone was like, I don't know how the fuck that happens. What's wrong with these people? So I have no idea. And as always, they're investigating. Everyone's always investigating. Oh. We're investigating. Okay.
That's a go-to answer. We're looking into it.
And then because the only reason I even really like peeped this is because I saw on Instagram one of like my friends from when I lived in Miami shared this thing that said that Miami schools were like redoing their field trip procedures and stuff. And I was like, what'd y'all do to get in trouble?
It's always, there's a story behind every change of policy. Every sign has a story, you know. It's
I love seeing a sign that you know was put up for a reason, like when you're at a pool and it says like, do not bring grills from home and plug the microwave in, and you're like, fuck happened?
Which one of you? And I need to know the story quickly. It should be on a plaque underneath it, like you lift the sign up and it tells you exactly.
Or there's like an iPad and the security footage is playing on a loop.
That's the kind of innovation we need. This one says, once we were on a field trip to the pumpkin patch. One of our students was not excited when it was time to leave, and she decided to sprint away from my group as fast as possible, headed straight for the parking lot. When I finally was able to catch up to her and grab her right before she almost ran straight into a car, she proceeded to kick and punch at me, screaming, I don't know this lady, causing every single person at this pumpkin patch to think I was trying to kidnap a child.
Immediately, no. This is really comical. This is a good one. This, like, very light. Field trip to the roller skating rink, and we all had to take a group trip to the bathroom, but the kids did not take their roller skates off, so all of them were falling all over the bathroom floor.
Oh my god, I can picture it. It's like a cartoon,
right? Like, I'm just envisioning them all like comically fucking rolling around. Oh my god, parents trying to work from home on their laptop while chaperoning.
Hell no.
What the fuck do you think this is? A Starbucks?
Yeah, excuse me.
You have a roster crazy. Of 12 other people's children. Look yeah. alive.
Get to work, honey.
Put the Zoom down. The logo strategy meeting can wait.
I just appear in the background. Excuse me.
Hi. We are actually on a field trip right now, but Craig, that sounded like a great point. We're going to go ahead and log off for the next 12 to 19 hours.
We'll see you after we get out of the Science Center. Thank you so much.
I have another one of kids doing acid. Why is acid the drug of choice for field
trips?
What
is going on with this generation?
America's youth is in crisis. As someone who spends many hours per day with them, they're not doing great.
If this podcast is any indication.
I was a brand new teacher and got roped into taking an overnight field trip. One of my biggest fears. The other sponsor teacher did nothing for prep, planning, or organization other than criticize me. Time of the trip rolls around, and my nephew passed away very unexpectedly earlier in that week. I was manipulated by the other chaperone and the admin to still go on the trip, even though I was not in a healthy headspace. On the trip, the co-chaperones did absolutely nothing. I was responsible for all of the students. The other adults sat on their phones, met up with their friends, and left where they were all supposed to be. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going out for drinks with my college bestie, like you're on a fucking field trip.
Hello.
You are clocked in for no money and you signed up for it. Where was I? I was constantly counting and recounting kids. This was an overnight in a much larger city. Two of the kids invited huge groups of their friends to meet up with us, and they disappeared during the performance we were supposed to be seeing. Figured out where they went about contacting parents, admin, other, etc. to deal with it, and the other chaperones got mad at me for it.
Are things infecting people's brains when they go on field trips? Like,
I think so. Like, taking people to an alternate location is just absolutely awful.
Seriously. This person said that they went to the aquarium and the principal and assistant principal were chaperones, but they left to go have lunch and drinks.
Kind of icon behavior, but I would not want to be on the receiving end of that.
Mm-mm. Like, if they're chaperoning, they have to watch the fucking kids.
I had a kid in third try and go home on a bus to another school just to see what we do.
What?
Like, you know when there's like an event and multiple schools come? Like, he went on a different school's bus. Just to see, I guess.
Just interested. I had a student who used to leave my classroom to, quote, go to the restroom and would stand in my coworker's window of her door just watching them in their class just to see what they were doing. He was so cute.
I have another good one. This one, okay. Really, like, they sent it with, like, the straight mouth emoji, which I think is just, like, perfectly how I feel about most of the submissions we've had. They said, on a field trip to the national park, one of my students barked and hissed at the park ranger giving us the tour. I have to know how old they are. I don't know if it's funnier if they're like 8 or like 16. I don't know which age that's funnier behavior at.
I can't with these kids.
We were going to a museum, and on our way up there, our bus had a warning alarm going off. We had to pull off into a church parking lot, got all the kids on another bus that had just dropped the kids off at the museum. So I guess what they did is, like, one bus hit a UE and picked them up and took them the rest of the way. It was a shit show. They couldn't get another bus for the ride home, so we had to squish everyone on one bus for the ride home, and it was about an hour. Imagine two bus worth of kids on one bus.
Is that even allowed? But I guess, what are you going to do?
What else do you do? You guys are going to walk. Your Uber's on the way. It's an Uber pool, so you're going to make some friends.
Oh my gosh. We took a field trip to the zoo one time to celebrate our honor roll students. I got called to the front of the zoo by a coworker. There was a sixth grader in the fountain collecting change from the bottom. To make it worse, she then started catching the coins as people were throwing them in, and she saw nothing wrong with this. She said, I'm an honor roll student. I'm an entrepreneur.
She's like, I'm good, you're good, and everyone is good.
Yeah, I'm making a quick buck. First camping trip with 22 fifth graders last year. One wet the bed, one random projectile vomit in the dining hall, one split open their head with blood everywhere, roughly a dozen had panic attacks, and we all survived. You said first camping trip with 22 fifth graders? That would be my only, last, the singular camping trip with 22 fifth graders.
I don't even want to go on a camping trip with myself.
Nor do I, my friend.
My version of camping is like eating on the patio.
See, exactly. This is why I could never go clamming and crabbing as a field trip.
I still am so mad at whoever suggested that. I hope you had to be there. If it was your idea, I hope you were there.
All right, you guys, that was amazing.
I'm never going on a field trip. Like, if my admin is listening and you had any hope of me doing that, it's gone. There was a shred of hope until this podcast, and then it's over.
I'll go for you. I'll wear a luxurious blonde wig and I'll show up as you.
I would be willing to take like four kids in my car to a museum if they really wanted to go.
I love that. That's like those teacher experiences that you can raffle off as prizes.
I should offer my school and be like, I know we don't do auctions or fundraisers or anything, but I have an idea specifically for me.
I think it'd be super fun. Anyways, we love you guys. Toodaloo.
Have a great day. If you're going on a field trip, count them.